Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us in our Advent meditation today is taken from both of the readings that you just heard, and you will hear how Exodus 40 and John 1 complement each other, and in fact, John 1 serves as a fulfillment of what we're told about the tabernacle in Exodus 40. There are many songs that let us know that Christmas is on the way. And one song that definitely signals now it is Advent is the song, O Come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, as I'm sure you know, means God with us. And that is the believer's deepest desire, for God to be with us, for God to come and live right with us. We pray to be delivered from isolation and the emptiness of life apart from God and His gifts. One might say that our entire goal as Christians is to be restored to perfect communion and fellowship with God. One of the wonderful things Advent reminds us of is that our God is one who does come to be with us. He comes now through His Word and Spirit. He has come throughout history in powerful ways and sometimes in surprising ways. The powerful ways are easy to identify. As we heard in today's first reading, in the cloud, the fire, the thunder from the mountaintop in the Exodus event, it's easy to point to those ways and say, well, that's where God is. The surprising ways require a little bit more attention. So here's a way that has the potential, at least, to be surprising for us. The surprise is that Jesus is eternal. That means He has always existed as a person of the triune God. In other words, Jesus did not start existing at Christmas. Sometimes we might be led to think that the Son of God wasn't really doing much before His conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary, that He really didn't come on the scene until what we think of as the New Testament. The whole idea of Jesus in the Old Testament seems a bit foreign to us. But in fact, the Son of God has been intimately involved with His people from the very beginning of time. The Scriptures say that all things were created through the One who is the Word, the Logos in the original Greek. God the Son appeared to His chosen people many times in the Old Testament, but in a little different form than we're used to. At the bidding of His Heavenly Father, the Son of God descended to this earth at various times to be with His people Israel, to speak His word to them, to deliver them from enemies. And all of this was a precursor. It was a preview, coming attractions, if you will, pointing to the time when Jesus would descend in the ultimate way, taking on our very bodies, becoming the eternal Savior of mankind. And to put a finer point on it, we need to look at the tabernacle as an example of this. In today's Old Testament reading, we encountered the Israelites after they had been freed, while they are traveling in the wilderness, and we learn of how God was present with His people in the form of a cloud that filled and covered the tabernacle. And the tabernacle, you can think of that as sort of a mobile temple, a large tent for the worship that the Lord had prescribed. They weren't building a temple everywhere in the wilderness that they went. They had something more practical, something they could set up and take down when it was time to move. And within that movable place of worship was the most holy place, where the Ark of God was located. And that Ark contained the two stone tablets of testimony which God had given to Moses. On it was the mercy seat, where the Lord was present to meet His people through the blood of the sacrifices that were offered there. And even as God was present in a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night, to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, so too was He present among His people at the cloud at the tabernacle. A cloud that had the appearance of fire by night. When the cloud rose above the tabernacle, it was time to go. Time to pick up and journey. When it remained on the tabernacle, they stayed. Now, we heard in the reading from John's Gospel, our second reading for today, that no one has ever seen God, but that Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, has revealed Him. In a certain way, the Bible talks about, the Scripture writers proclaim, He is the image of God. This cloud, then, serves as a revelation of God, His Son. It was the real presence of the Creator entering into creation for the sake of His people, to lead them to the riches of the promised land. It was a living prophecy of how the heavenly and the earthly would come together in a permanent and enduring way in the conception of Jesus and His birth in Bethlehem. And Apostle John teaches us this in those very important words: the Word, that is, the Son of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, that word, dwelt, is extremely interesting. It's actually another form of the word for tabernacle. So if we undertook a very literal translation of this verse, you could read it this way: the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. If you're reading it with Greek eyes, that's what you would see. You understand the connection? Jesus tabernacled among human beings. He set up His tent in our midst. For the same Lord who dwelled in a tent made of animal skin back in the Old Testament took on our human nature, flesh and blood, body and soul. The glory of the Lord dwells in human skin, in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. The tabernacle that Jesus descended to fill was our human body. And He did so not just for a little while, but for eternity. In the wilderness, the cloud would sometimes rise out of the tabernacle, but in Christ, the divine and the human are eternally joined, so that God the Son will always be true man, our true brother. The human tabernacle which He now inhabits is His dwelling place forever. And this helps to explain why Jesus very famously said, "Destroy this temple," referring to His body, "and in 3 days I will raise it up." God and man came together forever in Jesus. so that all humanity might be raised up to the glory of God. Jesus is himself the glory of God, full of grace and truth. For us, for our benefit, for our good. And when you stop to think about it, that's why Christmas is such a joyous time for us. It celebrates this very reality. It celebrates that Christ crossed the canyon that our sin created. He bridged the gap between heaven and earth and brought us back to God. Through the human nature of Jesus, we've been reconciled to our Heavenly Father. God and man have been reunited in Christ, so that through faith in Him, we've been made one with God. We are restored to His holy fellowship. This is the glory of Christmas. And sure, we've built a lot of things on top of that, a lot of traditions, a lot of fun events. But this is the heart. We see this fellowship foreshadowed in the cloud that descended on the tabernacle in the wilderness. And a word about clouds. Clouds are often connected with Jesus in the New Testament as well. For instance, when Jesus revealed His glory to His disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, what came and enveloped them? A cloud. When Jesus ascended into heaven, it was a cloud that hid Him from His disciples' sight. And what are clouds made of? But water. Water vapor. It is through water that Jesus is present for us in baptism to make our bodies His temple, tabernacles of His Spirit. And it's also written that Jesus, when He comes again with power and great glory to bring the redemption of His people to fulfillment, He'll be coming with the clouds. And Revelation 21 describes the fulfillment of that Advent hope to come on the last day when it says, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them. He will be their God. They will be His people. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." No more isolation. No more exile. We will experience the fulfillment of the Lord's name, Emmanuel, God with us. The Word made flesh, tabernacling with us forever. But you may have noticed we're not quite there yet. So let us follow our Lord Jesus across the wilderness of this fallen world. He goes with us. He is our holy place, our tabernacle, where His gifts go, His gifts of word and sacrament. He goes. And we go with Him. We even go with Him through the grave and into the resurrection and the promised land of the world to come. Would you please pray with me? Lord God, in the Old Testament, You were pleased to dwell with Your people in the tabernacle. When You gave Your Son John told us in his gospel that the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. That tabernacling happened in the human body of Jesus. And he still comes to dwell with his people through his Word and at his table. We welcome your presence among us, Lord Jesus. We pray you strengthen us for the tasks at hand and for the road ahead. We are encouraged and strengthened, knowing that you go with us and will never leave us, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We fear no evil, for you are with us. Amen.